Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make your meaningful life work. We have a dynamic new format. Billy Roberti, my good time friend and editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, works with me and helps me ask questions that you might ask. You can also call in live with us today. Our number is 888-298-KKNW, 888-298-5569. We'll take your calls, and Billy's joining us here.
This is Billy Roberti.
And this is Maureen St. Germain.
And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformation teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection with the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tool to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aro Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God, or whatever you call it, and the people around you. Each week you will learn tips and tools that you can use right now. Today we are talking about noticing your comparisons. Now before we begin, I'd like to tell you about Maureen's Akashic Record readings. If you are interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Record reading by visiting our website, www.MaureenStGermain.com, and placing your order on her online store. That's www.MaureenStGermain.com. And I'd like to also give the 800 call-in number,
and
so anyone in the U.S. can call. That's 1-800-930-2819. So you can call in and ask questions. Last week, Maureen, we were talking about the ego and the higher self. And I read your blog on noticing your comparisons. And you said, when we are being our higher self in the moment, we're able to detach from the need to know or understand. This permits true understanding to percolate into our awareness. Can you say more about that?
We can. The idea of noticing your comparisons helps you become more 5D. The less polarized you are, the easier it is to be connected to your wisdom, to your divinity, easier it is to know what it is you need to know. Like Madeline said on the last show, you know, you got to trust your intuition and you got to trust your higher self. How do you do that? You get in your heart. Now, we do have some callers, it looks like. So, Benny?
Sure. Which caller? Kathy or Darcy? It's your pick.
Let's see. Let's talk to Darcy.
Okay. Darcy's calling in from Seattle, and she was wondering if she could get some messages from the spirit guides or contact with the Akashic Records. So, Darcy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Darcy.
Thank you. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
So, would you have a specific question you'd like to ask us?
Well, I'm in the process of moving and looking for a spiritual career, and I'm wondering if I'm on track, and should I be looking for a income property or not? Just whatever.
What area do you live in? Seattle right now, and are you thinking of staying in Seattle?
Yes, I'm in the Edmonds area, and I'm going to stay in the Edmonds area.
Oh, I can tell you right now that your move is a very good idea. Location, location, location is the message from your guides. So you want to be in an area that's going to be high traffic so that you can make your small business take off. That's an idea that you're working on right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what you need. Location, location, location. Go into a place where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of, we're seeing you in an area where there's a men's store and a women's store, both, that the, that has high traffic, maybe high end in terms of its ability to attract a certain kind of customer that have resources. And don't be afraid of a rental.
Of a rental for my home?
For your business.
Oh, for the business. Okay, that's probably a little bit down the road. Do you see the type of business? I was looking for a spiritual career.
Do you have any skill set in that area now?
You know, I think it might be something to do with like communication, coaching. I'm thinking of studying feng shui.
Again, you need to be in a high-traffic area. That's the message I keep getting. No matter where you live, you need to keep what you're going to do for a living in mind first before you buy your home. You're doing it backwards. You need to do the business idea first, get that situated, and then go into your home. For some reason, that's more important right now than the other way around.
Oh, that's interesting. Is there anything in my Akashic records that could be blocking me?
Only your idea that you have to have your home first. I'm so happy to talk with you. We have another caller. I'd like to take that call.
Sure. Let's bring on Kathy. Now she's calling from Sammamish, and she's in the process of selling her home.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. How can we help you today?
Well, we have, when I decide I want to make a change, we just go for it. So we put our house on the market, and we're in the process of buying a new one, so lots of change. And I'm wondering if anything comes up with all of this change in our lives.
You have your home on the market now, and how long has it been on the market?
It's been on the market for 2 weeks.
Okay. I see that the cycle for you to have sold your home is a tight one. So if it doesn't sell right away, take it off the market, do some things to it, and then put it back on the market maybe in 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
Just a little tiny window there for you. And if a buyer doesn't pick it up, or you don't find someone that offers you what you want for it, then you know, change your mind. And be willing to negotiate if you really want to sell it. Be willing to sell it like within the next 2 weeks.
Perfect. Okay. Anything
else?
And Maureen,
remember you have a CD meditation.
Open doors
meditation. Sell your home faster.
That's right. Billy's right on it. We have a CD, and we also have a essential oil blend called Aromandalas that you might like. And the Aromandalas is called Passages. And the CD, Sell Your Home Faster, basically helps you do a meditation that clears your energy from the home and also calls upon the elemental kingdom to attract the buyer for your home. And then the buyer shows up and they say, this is it. This is the home we want. And it's magical. I had actually used it when I sold my home, and I had an etheric experience with a dog coming in my dream time, only I thought I was awake. And the buyer who showed up the next day had a big red dog that looked just like the dog I had seen that former morning. It was amazing. So, of course, we took their offer and away we went. So thanks for calling, Kathy. All right, we've got Sam on the line, and you're going through a divorce. Sam, hi. How are you doing now?
Hi. Oh, actually, I'm doing just great. This has been it's been a process, and nothing's final yet, but it's just in the process, I'll say.
How can we help you?
Just wanted to get some direction. Anything that you see, anything that I should be focusing on. I'm, you know, concentrating on a new career, you know, moving, everything's shifting.
Well, it seems that this shift will be fruitful for you. And one of the key things I see as you remaining good friends with your husband-to-be ex, and understand that someone told me once they call a past husband a wasband, which I thought was very cute. It has a nicer sound than using that letter. So can you see yourself being friends with this man later on? Well, that's probably a key to having everything else flow for you, because you do need each other's friendships both ways. And, you know, you've got a lot of changes ahead of you and a lot of opportunity. So I wouldn't worry too much things are going to happen so quickly that you are going to move in one direction and then something else will come along and you'll decide, oh, let me move in this direction. So don't be too settled on your first few steps out of the hopper. You're going to find that the change you take is going to be in one direction and then you're going to shift direction again in May.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any romance?
Yes. It looks like the end of May, beginning of June, there might be some romance for you. So keep your makeup on, girlfriend. We are happy to talk to you. Thanks for calling. All right, Billy, we're back together again. I know we jumped off on you when we had some calls coming in. And we were talking about comparison. Can you go back and kind of refresh our listeners where we were?
Oh, wow. After all that information, let's see. We're talking about not needing to know or understand in following our higher self, but just to know that it is guidance that is concerned with our highest good.
That's excellent. Now, what I would like our listeners to understand is, what is this business of not needing to know? It's like this. Something happens and your gut tells you you need to stop at your favorite deli and pick up dinner instead of cooking it. You're planning on cooking, but you just keep getting that gut message, go to the deli. So you do. You go to the deli and you pick up your dinner and you come home and you think to yourself, what was that all about? And why did that happen? And, you know, now I miss my TV show or whatever. And the idea here that I'm wanting to convey to you is get out of the habit of asking why. Why do I have to stop at the deli? What's there for me? Why do I have to stop there? Why can't I go over here? Or why can't I go straight home? Instead, just, okay, you know what? I get the really strong feeling I need to do it this way and just follow through in a peaceful way, in a way that says, you know what? It feels like this is what I need to do and I'm okay. And start finding times, start finding opportunities where you don't care if you're absolutely home exactly at this time. So when your intuition pushes you to go somewhere, you do. What you will find is you'll put an idea out. Let's say I need a new dress for a party and your guidance will be stop at the dress barn and you'll show up and you'll go, wow, it's on sale. The perfect dress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Maureen St. Germain, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Thanks for being with us.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
What a time. Hi, and welcome back. We're back. This is Maureen.
And this is Billy. And before we go on with noticing your comparisons, I'd like you to know you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, www.maureensaintgermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link and using Heaven Sent, choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today.
Excellent.
Again, our listener call-in number for those outside the Seattle area is 1-800-930-2819. Please call in to ask questions.
Very good. We do have somebody on the line right now. Benny?
Yep. Jane is there, and Jane's calling in from Marysville. She can't seem to get out of her own way.
Hi, Mary. What's going on? Excuse me. Marysville.
Yep.
Jane is in Marysville. Sorry. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Hi. Fine.
So what do you mean by you can't get out of your own way? Are you not getting out of bed in the morning, or are you just sabotaging?
I think I'm sabotaging myself. It's just I set out to do something, and
You run into obstacles. Okay, so here's what you want to do. First off, start reciting this little mantra, I want a day of heaven on earth this day for myself and everyone I meet. And that'll start removing obstacles like crazy, because the angelic kingdom can come in and work with you just by making that one little prayer, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then set one goal per day, and if you get that done, put it on your list and put a line right through it. So don't make so much of an obligation for yourself. Maybe you've got yourself overcommitted.
That could be. I wasn't really thinking about that part. Yeah.
And do you have a big schedule of lots of things going on?
Yes.
Yeah. So my guides came in and said, and your guides came in and said, you're overcommitted. Perhaps you need to take back some of those things and tell people, look, I just can't manage it all right now. I need a little help. I need someone else to help me do this. Or I can't do it for you. And just be willing to say no, even though you'd like to, you know? Not so easy.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right, Billy, we're back.
Okay. Where were we? About comparisons, about not needing to know. I think we got past that. Is that a really an ego thing to want to know why? Or is there ever a valid reason a higher self would want to know why?
No, your higher self already knows why, so it doesn't need to ask why through you. And it is the ego that wants to keep you safe. Now, a lot of schools of thought will say that the ego needs to be subdued, the ego needs to be trained. And what I have been given by my guides is that the ego is part of your salvation. It's part of what got you where you are today. It got you in the metaphysical class. It got you to turn on the radio today. Whatever it is, at this exact moment, your ego is working on your behalf, doing double time just to make sure you're safe. So your ego wants to know why, because your ego is used to helping you. Just like if you have a good administrative assistant, it wants to help you and it figures it knows the best way, maybe even better than you. So the ego is your friend, but The ego is limited. And this is another thing that people can kind of grasp by using a term that they use in business, and that is proactive and reactive. Your ego is reactive to the environment, to the situations around you, and your higher self is proactive. And proactive means that you are able to anticipate something before you know it, before you understand what's going on. Like driving down the road and being told to pull over at a scenic overlook and take some pictures. Meanwhile, there's a crazy driver coming the other way, goes left to center, right where you would have been. And where are you? Out of sight. And you're not even on the road. That's being proactive. So when you train yourself to listen to your higher self, you end up in a proactive situation and not a reactive. And why is part of reactive?
Okay, so in other words, there's nothing wrong with the ego as long as it stays and performs its functions, as long as it doesn't stray beyond what it can handle and be good for you.
Yes, well, the ego is... it needs to be integrated with the higher self because the ego never knows a limitation in terms of what it can or should do. And it definitely, definitely needs to be encouraged, which is why I always ask people to do a practice period. Take some time and practice on questions that you really don't care about and ask your higher self, you know, should I have the carrots or the green beans for dinner tonight? Or should I cook a whole chicken or the fish? And you know, it's kind of funny to say it that way, but when you ask your higher self will come through and show you which one you should do. And if you start asking, I want my higher self to talk to me, I want my higher self to give me some advice, your higher self will come in and show you what you need to know.
Okay, that's great. I'd like also to remind our viewers, our listeners, that Maureen has an online store at www.maureensaintgermain.com. She has her books. She's got meditation CDs, essential oil blends called Ara Mandalas, the healing of every kind of emotional wound. And if you are ordering an Akashic Records reading, consider her money-saving package that includes the 50-minute reading, a recording of it, and a bottle of Akasha, the Ara Mandala blend to use before your reading to assist you in remembering it and maximizing your outcomes from it. Our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
So one of the things that we were talking about when we were talking about training the higher self, it's important to help people get the idea that you could ask your higher self any question, and your higher self is the only thing that's allowed to answer for you. And how do you know it's your higher self? You make sure you use their name. So you say, higher self. Blah, blah, blah. You don't just ask a question. I will never forget the time I was at a party where I met someone that I thought would be an interesting person to go out with. And I could tell from the eyes he was making at me, he was going to be asking me out. And so I asked ahead of time, you know, should I go out with the guy? And I got a yes. And the only way to describe the date that we ultimately went on was to say it was flat. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. And I came back home and I remember standing in front of my altar and asking, okay, so what was that all about? That was a big waste of time. And my higher self said, well, you never asked your higher self. And I said, what? What? I did so. And my higher self said, oh, no, you asked. And your lower self jumped in. Well, the lower self was my desire body, the little girl in me that wanted to be taken out, the sex energy that was going on. It was pretty interesting. So when you ask a higher self question, always make sure that you ask higher self and then pose your question. In that way, only your higher self can help you answer. If you just ask, you might get an answer, and it might be who knows what, answering on your behalf, giving you information.
So this is the first step in integrating your ego with your higher self, to be addressing the higher self as higher self so that you know that that's where it's coming from. Are there any other parts to this integration process?
Yes, and we will talk more about this probably in 2 weeks when I'm back. Right now, what I can tell you as a listener, that if you will take a few moments in meditation and make some sort of a contract, I recommend 6 weeks minimum, where you promise that you will ask your higher self questions many times a day, over and over. And the more mundane, the better. Don't ask important questions. Just ask stuff that really doesn't matter. And if you get an intuition, you get an idea that you hadn't thought about and it just comes in, then you can say, higher self, is this my higher self telling me to get off the freeway now and not take the exit I was planning on? And if the answer is yes, then that's kind of how it goes. But we're kind of running out of time. I'd like to say more, but I think we'll have to wait till the next time.
No, we haven't heard the music yet. So basically what you're saying is that If you ask that question asking higher self the answer, that ego will not step in and impersonate the higher self or try and trick you in any way.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's good to know, because sometimes it is hard to tell those voices apart.
It's true. It's true. And our own ideas are also influencing it in a way that can impact what we hear, what we want to hear. It's kind of like selective listening sometimes. So it's good to do the practice and make that little contract with you and your higher self so that you know for sure it's your higher self.
Okay. And as we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder to you to check www.MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current specials. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website. Click our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen Saint Germain. There's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen Saint Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen Saint Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.